أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفأمنتم أن يخسف بكم جانب البر أو يرسل عليكم حاصبا ثم لا تجدوا لكم وكيلا أم أمنتم أن يعيدكم فيه تارة أخرى فيرسل عليكم قاصفا من الريح فيغرقكم بما كفرتم ثم لا تجدوا لكم علينا به تبيعا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 68 and 69 of Bani Israel. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about those people who travel by sea, and then there are difficulties that come upon them. Whatever they worshipped in this world is never available to help them, and then obviously they are going to call upon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now asks the question that generally if a person had some kind of difficulty at sea, either in a vessel or otherwise, and that vessel is going to be sinking, and then Allah Ta'ala brings that person safe to the shore. Allah is asking now from there onwards, Allah says, أَفَ أَمِنْتُمْ أَن يَخْسِفَ بِكُمْ جَانِبَ الْبَرْ. Do you feel secure? Do you feel safe with regards to the sinking of the side of the earth? In other words, when you come to land, insan, you feel so safe. But do you feel safe that you come to the land and perhaps Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala may destroy that land, Allah may open the earth, Allah may sink the earth, and hence upon that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala may send down the rains of stone. Hasiba refers to the rains that come down with stone. Thumma la tajidu lakum wakila, and now you will not find any wakil, any protector, any savior that will be able to protect you, to guard you. Now this is something that we need to ponder about. Sometimes we undertake a long journey. It could have been some kind of dramatic issues that could have taken place, and then we come back home and that we feel that safety. But can we feel so safe that no other further calamity can come? Now Allah Ta'ala is not telling us to remain in fear, but what Allah Ta'ala is telling us that our hearts must always be turned to Allah Rabbul Izzat, making dua to Allah, seeking the protection of Allah, and also making shukr to Allah Ta'ala for the safety that Allah Ta'ala has afforded us. Am amintum ay yu'idakum fihi taratan ukhra. Oh, are they so safe? Do they feel so secure that it may never happen that they will have to return once again to the sea? Allah Ta'ala can now change the scenario. The person came onto the land, there was no earthquake, there was no sinking of the land, but Allah can make the condition such that one has to go back to the sea, one has to go back onto the road, one has to travel once again, and then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sends upon you qasifa. Qasifa here refers to hurricane winds. And that hurricane winds once again, min al-rih, of the winds that carry on and conditions are no more conducive. فَيُغْرِقَكُمْ bima kafartum, then Allah Ta'ala can drown you. And all of this is because of your kufr. All of this is because of your disbelief. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is bringing about the normal human behavior is that we had difficulties, we turn to Allah Ta'ala. When we are out of those difficulties, we forget Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives it by way of a very, very clear example in the Quran. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُوا لَكُمْ عَلَيْنَا بِهِ تَبِيعًا. And you will never find anyone that will interrogate or pursue Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Who can now argue with Allah? So many earthquakes have taken place. Can anyone put a case against Allah? وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Can anybody question Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is far above all of that. So the very simple message of these verses is, in difficulties, turn to Allah. In ease, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Never ever feel secure that we will never ever be punished by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala or face calamities. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.